بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to us that Allah has given us that opportunity and the ability again to sit in a gathering of dhikr, in which we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make shukr to Allah ta'ala. Allah has given us that chance again, that opportunity to take His Mubarak name. We just read the durood and salat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah ta'ala make it a means of our sins being washed away, our darajat being elevated, by us getting many, many blessings. It is Friday, one should increase durood upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers and elders, we have heard on so many occasions for the past few years now, the importance of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the name Allah, Allah, how it cleanses our hearts, how it purifies our hearts. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Let your tongues be moist, let it be wet with the dhikr of Allah. Chalte, pirte, wherever we are going, moving, Allah's consciousness must come into our heart. We must have that muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the muhabbat, the love of Allah ta'ala comes when we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kathrati dhikr. We make dhikr in abundance. Udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Throughout the Quran, when Allah talks about dhikr, Allah says dhikr, kathiran, in abundance. Take the name of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. When we will do kathrat dhikr, then we will have dawami dhikr. Then we will be making dhikr perpetually. And when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, taking the our beloved Allah Ta'ala's name, then the love of Allah Ta'ala permeates into our hearts. When this will happen, nur will come into our hearts. And this will then help us to do good deeds, and do those deeds that will be in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person who does not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no dhikr on his tongue. Occasionally, he might just take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he takes it also, no dhyan, no concentration, no love, no feeling, he's not realizing whose name he is taking. My respected brothers and elders, imagine, we are taking the name of our Allah. Which other better person's name can we ever take? Allah is our creator. Just ponder and reflect for a few seconds the name of Allah that we are going to take. We are going to say, La ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah. He is the only Zat and being, the deity worthy of being worshipped. He is Ma'budi Haqiqi. He is Masjudi Haqiqi. He is the one before whom we prostrate. He is the one who is the only being that can be worshipped and is worthy of being worshipped. He is Rabbul Alameen, the Rabb of the entire realms and worlds. He is the creator of insan, jinnat, angels. He is the creator of Jibreel, Mikael. He is the creator of the mountains that we see, the oceans, the trees, the rivers, the sand particles, the particles in the air, the oxygen we breathe in. He is the Allah of the animals, the insects, the birds, the reptiles. He is Allah of the sun, the moon, the one who created the arsh, the one who created the skies, the earth. What is above the skies is Allah's. What is beneath the earth is Allah's. What is between the skies and the earth belongs to Allah. Every single treasure in this world, Allah has the keys to those treasures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who will give us and give us and give us and bestow favors and favors upon us. He provides for all of us our rizq and rozi. He gives us water to drink and food to eat and clothing, and He has given us a shelter. And Allah continues to give us, and nothing decreases from His treasures. He said, Allah, that if you and I disobey Him, and we make blunders and mistakes, but when we turn to Him, He is still prepared to forgive us. Ya ibn Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. O man, if your sins reach the clouds of the sky, in other words, you commit so many sins that it fills in the entire vacuum from the earth right till the clouds. Whole world is full of sins. And then you repent to me. Allah says, I will forgive you. Wala ubali. I'm not bothered how much I have to forgive you. Allah loves to forgive. He is that God, that being whose name we are going to take. Imagine, He is Ghafoor Rahim. That we have disobeyed Him, but we just make inabat and rujoo and we turn to Him. He is prepared to forgive us. He is Al-Wadood, the one who is a source of love and muhabba. He is Kareem. He gives us so much despite us not even being worthy of receiving those bounties from Him. So my respected brothers and elders, we have heard the importance of taking the name of Allah and the majlis of dhikr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith that there is whenever a group of people sit taking the name of Allah, yadhkuruna Allah, they take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they do this, then sakina, peace, tranquility descends upon them. Allah's rahmat and mercy envelops them. The angels surround such a gathering. Allah remembers this gathering in the gathering of the angels. Allah boasts to the angels. They look at my banda, they are taking my name. At the end of the gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs an angel to announce that Allah has forgiven them all their sins. And the riwayat of Bukhari, where an angel then says, oh Allah, that there was a certain person who came into this gathering not to remember you. He had some other purpose. He came to visit some person. He had some work with some other person. He didn't really come for this purpose of taking your name. So he joined them. He just sat there because he needed to meet some person. Allah says that I have forgiven him as well because he joined with such people whom قَوْمُ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ, that any person who sits with them, that person will also not be deprived. So imagine, Allah gave us a chance and Allah has given us an opportunity. Why? When we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is dhikr? Dhikr, zakir ko mazkur tak ponchata hai. We are all zakireen. We are taking the name of Allah. Whose name are we taking? Allah's name. The moment you say Allah, we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take the name of Allah with love, with muhabba, with feeling. You don't have to scream and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not have to be in a chorus. But ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah. When we say la ilaha, then we are saying, we are negating, we are making nafi of every other deity or thing that is being worshipped. We are saying la to all those things. No other zat, no other being, no other deity is worthy of being worshipped. Illallah, only Allah. This is tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And when we sing la, we are saying la to all the spiritual maladies of our heart, the anger that we have, the pride that we have, the jealousy that we have, the malice that we have, the love of haram pleasures we have, the shahwat that has engulfed our hearts, the sins that have engulfed and corroded our hearts and rusted our hearts. We are saying la to all those evil passions and desires, all those spiritual sicknesses and maladies. We are washing it away. We are saying la to all those things. Illallah. And we fill in our hearts the marifat of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the love of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. Imagine when you stand before the Baytullah, before the Kaaba, we become awestruck. A person will just stand and watch and watch, and those tears will come down his cheeks when he realizes the power. Look at this house, so mighty. Imagine the creator, the owner of this house, how mighty Allah is. Allahu Akbar, nothing greater than Allah. Most great. You can never compare anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers and elders, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a little bit of concentration to the best of our ability. And think we are saying la to all those things. Illallah. We are filling our hearts with the marifat of Allah. And then inshallah, if we continue making dhikr every single day of our life, minimum 100 times la ilaha illallah. Don't rush through tasbih, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. You don't know what they're saying. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Ponder, reflect. Then we will feel the greatness of Allah coming into our hearts. We say, Allah, Allah. Just imagine that everything in this world is saying Allah, Allah with us. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْنِ إِلَّا يُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that every single creation of Allah, that flower, that rose, that plant, that leaf, this tree, that rock, that stone, that pebble, everything is making the tasbih and glorifying Allah. It is just that we don't understand the different tasbih that those creation are making of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make his dhikr with dawam, regularly, constantly. And this will help us together with making islah of our nafs and seeking guidance from a person who will show us that we've got pride, we've got anger, we did this wrong, I'm being tempted with evil, I cannot control my glances, what should I do? So then with all that teachings and advices, we'll make the dhikr of Allah, then our heart will have that noor, inshallah. Then we'll become true zakireen. Then not only with our tongues, but we'll make dhikr with our tongues, with our heart, with every limb, with our eyes, with our ears, with our hands. In other words, we will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq. Risai Duru Sharif. Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا الله مالي گناہكم عافرما يا الله مالي خطاوكم عافرما يا الله هم كمزور هم ضعيف يا الله هم مجرم يا الله يا الله هم گنہگار يا الله يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله you are كريم you are رؤوف رحيم يا الله you love to forgive my Allah يا الله we can bring mountains of sins to you my Allah يا الله and we can turn to you and repent to you and you are most يا الله you are prepared to forgive us all those sins my Allah because you are most forgiving my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge and we confess, my Allah, all the wrongs that we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are too many wrongs, so many things we have done wrong, my Allah, that we have even forgotten those wrongs that we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided for us. You have given us so many bounties and favors. And still, my Allah, we have not appreciated you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not shown gratitude to you, towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel ashamed and embarrassed, my Allah, of the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, life is, ya Allah, becoming very, very short, my Allah. When moth will come, we do not know, my Allah. Ya Allah, before moth comes to us, ya Allah, help us to make sincere tawbah, tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Such that we never go back to the sins, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, give us that himmat and courage, my Allah, to refrain from every major and minor sin, my Allah. All those temptations that are pulling us and drawing us towards haram, towards shaitan, my Allah, towards your disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat to combat those temptations, my Allah. Don't make us become maghloob, my Allah. Don't make us become overpowered by nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that taqat, my Allah, and the strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, ya Allah, to refrain from every type of ma'asiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of your name on our tongues, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts become full of noor, my Allah. Ya Allah, humare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wazakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq and sustenance come to us with ease, with afiyat, my Allah. Without any difficulty, my Allah. Provide for us halal and tayyib, wholesome, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Do not make us become extravagant and use it in haram places, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Protect our masajid, our madaris, our marakis, our homes. Ya Allah, protect the entire Muslim ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, jahan bhi, ya Allah, dunya mein musliman pareshan hal hai, unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, every single day we're hearing more and more and more that Muslims are being persecuted, my Allah. They're being tortured, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially in India, my Allah. Ya Allah, musliman ki barpoor nusrat farma. Ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them hifazat, my Allah. Protect all the musliman, my Allah, jahan bhi ho, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, we have seen so many signs of qiyamah, my Allah. Still we are not awakening, my Allah, from a slumber of sin and a life full of opulence, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to bring the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives, my Allah. Make us realize now that one day we have to leave all the treasures of this world, and one day we will go into the qabr all alone. Ya Allah, and your angel will ask us, man rabbuk? What is, who is your rabb? What is your deen, ma deenuk? Man hadha ar-rajul? Point towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make the sunnahs come into our lives, my Allah. Make us be steadfast on deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Allah, let there be aman and aman in our country and in the entire world, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the disbelievers see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Let them enter into the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, the Hawd al-Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us, my Allah. Protect us, our wives, our children, our parents, our grandparents, ya Allah, our friends, our relatives, my Allah, musalli, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many young and old, my Allah. Grant them complete shifa and cure, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, and our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Whoever has raised his hand, her hand, in whichever part of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking you, my Allah. Become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever difficulties we have, whatever problems we have, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is a financial problem, my Allah, whether it is a social problem, a domestic problem, my Allah, whatever the problem is, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Answer our du'as, my Allah. Allah, those who requested du'as, answer their du'as as well. Haziri, ghaibin, sabki du'a qabool, farma. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.